You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Welcome on in, everybody, to another edition of the Porpoise Pod. Brendan Tobin here with you alongside my co-host, Alejandro Solano. What is going on, man? How are you feeling right now?
How could we not be feeling great? I think every Dolphin fan should be feeling amazing right now, Tobin.
Ike, where were you when you got the news of the Jalen Ramsey trade? Because I think the first place I saw like rumblings about this was, I don't even know if it's rumbling. I saw like a Pro Football Focus put this out as a suggestion on one of their blogs. And then lo and behold, like 3 weeks later, here we are. They actually, I think at the time, it's just like a second round pick for it. Dolphins end up getting it for a third round pick and Hunter Long, who never played. And they got one of the most star-studded cornerbacks in all of football. So where were you when you got the news?
I was sitting on my couch doing a little prep for the Heat game. And my first reaction was, fleeced him, which is what I think I texted you. Fleeced him. And then I said, all right, let's let this sit for a little. Let's see how this plays out. And my reaction all these days later, fleeced him. Chris Greer at it again, baby.
The shepherd, dude. He just takes his shears out there and he takes wool off of these sheep. That's what he does. it is great though, man. Like, look, you think about the situation that they had last year at cornerback with Byron Jones, which is obviously taking a lot of twists and turns. Some unfortunate stuff for Byron Jones. It sucks to hear that he's in a lot of pain and that he doesn't seem like he can play football anymore. But the Dolphins did need to move on. They did need to find a fix. And you're talking about a guy who has been the leader of, you know, two championship caliber defenses, one almost won one. And especially the idea of, like, you know, you need some support, some real support for Xavier Howard. And I feel like that is what Jalen Ramsey is going to bring to the table.
The Dolphins immediately have a top five, you know, cornerback room in the NFL immediately. And that's not even considering the fact that Nick Needham could end up being back. I know a lot of people, you know, have their doubts how he'll look this year just based off his injury. But man, like the Dolphins defense, we talk so much about Vic Fangio, right? And how is he going to be able to implement his mastermind defense with this Dolphins? How is he going to take that next level? And you're just making it easier for him, right, Tobin? Like, you're adding this player who we know. And everybody wants to talk about, oh, he took a step back last year. Doesn't matter. Like, he was still rated the number three cornerback in Pro Football Focus. And you don't need all-pro Jalen Ramsey when you have Xavier Howard, who we would both agree probably also took a little bit of a step back last year from his all-pro days. And then Jalen Ramsey on the other side, you still have two elite cornerbacks in the NFL. Are they at the level that they once were in their absolute prime? Maybe not, but both of them together, like, good luck to any quarterback who has to line up under center, look up, and he sees Christian Wilkins, your boy, sealer not up on the front line. And then on the outsides, it's Xavier Howard and Jalen Ramsey. Good luck.
It's look, they're going to give Vic Fangio all the pieces. It's not surprising. Like, the guy's not going to take the job if he's not going to get, you know, some star power in here. He's going to get all the tools that he needs. And Jalen Ramsey, you know, it's not, maybe he's taking a step back, but this is a guy who's also still very much, I think, in his prime. 28 years old, is not ancient for a cornerback. And, you know, I think one of the things that I like about it is he and Xavien Howard are they're two ball hawks, dude. Like, you know, one of the things with Byron Jones, never a guy who could really get you turnovers. Like, he was a decent cover guy. You know, he did his job. But one of the things that really stood out about him when they got here is, holy crap, this guy gets, like, no picks, no interceptions. So,
yeah,
that was certainly a struggle at times last year. This is a Dolphins team that couldn't get turnovers. I do think Ramsey helps in that regard. And, man, I cannot wait for the bleep talking. Oh, man. As if this team didn't ruffle feathers enough. You're talking about bringing in one of the most notorious bleep talkers in all of the league. Has already called Josh Allen trash. Yeah, it was 4 years ago, but who cares?
Best locker room in the NFL right now. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Ramsey, like Christian Wilkins. It's up there, man.
It feels like a team that, because Christian Wilkins is I'll say it, he's a dirty player, and I like it. It just is what it is. Javon Holland, kind of a dirty player. Like, Javon Holland, he'll launch his ass at you, because you want to know why? Because the snowman don't play. He's abominable. He goes across that middle. He's going to launch himself like a missile. So they got a bunch of dudes that make it uncomfortable for you guys to go out there and try and make plays. And this isn't even talking about the two monster pass rushers you got with JP and Chubba Dub Dub. So, like, I am hyped for this defense, man. And it is looking stacked. It is looking exciting. And, you know, we talked about, you know, they underperformed last year, but they certainly also had some glaring holes in that secondary. And with those things looking like they're going to get shored up, really, really exciting.
The holes really did, you know, you could argue come from the injury, though, right? Like, Byron Jones missed a bunch, didn't play the entire season. Brandon Jones goes down. Nick Needham goes down. Think about this. Like, I mean, you were relying on Kader Kohou, who had a heck of a season, undrafted. Right. But there's only so much you can do with a guy who's undrafted. Like, there's only so much you can rely on him. And he clearly exceeded expectations. But, like, Eric Rowe, towards the end of the season, he was a playmaker for you on the defensive end. And you know, now if you can get Brandon Jones back healthy, who, you know, is telling us on social media, like, everybody's forgetting about him.
Yeah. I felt bad about that.
You saw that post.
Yeah. Well, yeah. For those who don't know. So, like, the NFL, they posted, like, this graphic of Snowman, Jalen Ramsey, and X. And let me see if I get this here so I can get the exact thing. It was like Holland, Ramsey, Howard. The Miami Dolphins secondary is looking scary. And it's a graphic with, like, all three of them. And, oh, it does look scary. And Brandon Jones, he just says, hey, little Waveski. You know, he wants that attention. So it was, you know, a little not like, hey, I'm still here. Look, he impressed, but he is coming off an ACL tear, and you're wondering what that is going to come in. There's definitely been some, I at least would say from the player side, there's been some Jordan Poyer flirtation going on. The former, the Bills safety, who seems like he's going to be a former Bills safety very soon. And so you think about Brandon Jones is out here, like, wondering, well, the Dolphins going to try and replace me. He's coming off of injury. Do I fit Fangs' system? But I will say, Javon Holland did tweet out in support of him. I'll take Brandon Jones 365 days, 24/7. Those guys are really close. So not a surprise that Snowman's going to stick up for his guy who he has a close relationship with.
Tobin, like, how many – it's a wild conversation to have, because last year you go out, you bring in Tyreek Hill, and we already know what the Dolphins had with Jalen Waddle, right? And then we, prior to the season playing out, we were all saying, I mean, the offensive, the weapons around Tua, Mike Gesicki, we know that didn't end up panning out, but just going into the season, right? Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Mike Gesicki, Cedric Wilson, and we were saying, well, it's still a defensive team. That's what we all talked ourselves into. This is still going to be a defensive team. They just added massive firepower with Tyreek Hill on the offensive end. And then as the season's playing out, you're realizing, okay, the defense has taken a step back. They've regressed, whether it was injury, whether it wasn't. The bottom line was, this was a team built around their offense, and they were winning games mostly because of their offensive production. And I think going into this next season, that's how a lot of people will still view the Miami Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa, if he can stay healthy, you know that offense is going to produce. But guess what? We have a real conversation again. Is this more a defensive-heavy team or an offensive-heavy team? And that's a wild conversation when you have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle on the offensive side. But I think there's a fair argument to say now, because of what you just added with Jalen Ramsey, the defense may be the stronger part of this team.
Well, they have their personality. Like, I think that's the thing. You know, defenses can be very anonymous, and there's only, you know, a few guys around the league that definitely will have people talking about defense. I mean, hell, in fantasy football, you don't even draft players. You draft a team. And so it is one of those things where, yeah, offense always gets the clicks, always gets the attention. But Jalen Ramsey will be one of those guys who will give you attention. Like, you know, bet when they have those Bills games, people will bring up those Josh Allen quotes from years ago. It's a division rivalry now, and they got to face twice a year. I'm sure he's talked trash about Aaron Rodgers. I haven't even looked it. I'm sure it's, you know, once he becomes a Jet, I'm sure that's going to be there. And even though he hasn't said anything about Mac Jones, because why would you care? He will. Trust me, he will say something about Mac Jones. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to have, you know, Jalen Ramsey put a little bit of a bullseye on the defense, create a little pressure. Because you want to know something? It's exactly what Tyreek Hill did for the offense the year before. Yeah. Is to let you know that they're the truth. They're going to be something. And I think that Jalen Ramsey is going to bring a lot of that. Because I remember seeing that with Jacksonville. It was very known. I think in L.A. it was a little bit less. Because, you know, that was kind of Aaron Donald's team, and they kind of went as he went. But even still, you know, the cockiness never stops with Jalen Ramsey.
And I don't want to make too much. I don't want to put too much into this, but I do think it's important, Tobin. The same way you could have said about Jimmy Butler coming to the Miami Heat, where it was on the record, Jimmy Butler wanted to be in Miami, right? Like, you were getting a guy who bought in to what you were doing here in South Florida, who bought in to the identity of that organization. And he put it out there. I wanted to be in Miami. This was the organization I always wanted to go to. And based on what we're hearing from Ramsey, he wanted to come down here to Miami. And I think that matters, man. Like, you're not getting,
dude.
Right. Like, you're not getting a guy who is just ending up here because his team traded him. Like, you're getting a guy who said, I want to go play down there with that head coach, with that defensive coordinator, with that roster. To me, that matters, because it's somebody who's going to buy into what you're doing, and you're going to get the last couple years of his career, you're going to get a guy who's completely bought in to the goal that this team has, which is, and our conversation on our last episode, do they feel like the window is now? It's been answered.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Jalen Ramsey knows that, which is one of the main reasons he wanted to come here.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's been very noticeable, is that people do want to come down. Look, it's a pretty awesome place to live for anybody who doesn't know. So that you have that, you know, the other free agents have been known. Yeah. The state tax is pretty great. The facilities, you know, they did this Players Association report card. Dolphins got rave reviews all over the place. By the way, yeah, get your act together, Ravens and Cardinals. What the hell? But yeah, that's definitely been a thing, is that you've noticed. I mean, like, the Heisman Trophy winner came out and said that he'd want to be in Miami, you know? So, like, they have an it factor. They have a cool factor. I think that people want to be around, which is a really, really awesome thing. In addition, on the defensive side, they brought in this David Long Jr., who, candidly, I didn't know anything about up until them signing him, Solana. But I look for two things when I don't know of anything about somebody. How is the fan base that he's coming from reacting to him leaving? And then give me some cool stats. And so both of those things were in the positive side of the Dolphins. A lot of people saying the Dolphins got a slam dunk value signing here in David Long. The Titans fans seem pissed that he's gone. I saw something from Warren Sharp that said, like, the team's record without him in the Titans, that is terrible since he became a starter 2 years ago. So let me see if I get this from you. Here it is. David Long, this is from Warren Sharp. David Long, sneaky underrated signing, changed the perspective of the Titans D when he missed games. Since becoming a starter, the Titans went 20-7 when healthy, but 3-10 when he was not. $5.5 million per year, if healthy, is a robbery. Now, he does mention that he's had some hammy injuries. I believe he took some criticisms from Mike Vrabel that he was a repeat offender of soft tissue injuries. So we know somebody like that, like Devontae Parker. That was a thing.
Yeah.
But this is my favorite thing because I didn't know this was a stat. He's number two in run stuff rate, which, holy hell, what the hell is that? I don't know, but it sounds great.
Here's my only thing. By the way, I do love that stat. Absolutely.
Run stuff rate, dude.
And I did the exact same thing you did, which was just scour through Titans Twitter to see how they were reacting. Because you lose a good player, your fan base is going to be pissed. They were pissed from what I saw. Like, this was tough for them. And for the amount of money Miami gotten him for, by the way, like, it appears to be a steal for when he's healthy. Here's my only thing with obsessing over him being a run stuffer.
Yep.
You know, the AFC East, Tobin, you got Josh Allen, and you're probably going to have Aaron Rodgers. Ooh, what am I doing? Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I know. It's understandable.
Same thing. You're going to have him pretty soon. Do we really need any more run stuffers? I mean, we're pretty much set with Christian Wilkins and Zach Sealer. Like, if there was one really good part about our defense this year, it was stopping the run. I'm not hating on the signing. I'm just saying, you know, linebacker is a position of need for the Dolphins. I saw Jerome Baker and Duke Riley, who's coming back as well, get toasted a couple times in the secondary last year. And now you have to face Josh Allen twice. We know that. And you're going to have to face Aaron Rodgers potentially twice as well. I just feel like they should prioritize, you know, a tight end who could cover, or a linebacker who could cover a tight end every once in a while. That's all I'm saying.
I got you. But look, I think that, you know, you're talking about it's a bit of a value play for them right now. They've obviously had their big ticket item, and you do have to find some bargains. You know, you do need to have a couple of guys that, you know, you are buying somebody here. Look, we've seen this with Chris Greer. Chris Greer is not afraid to sign guys with an injury past. You know,
Bradley Chubb.
It doesn't matter. Bradley Chubb, Teron Armstead. He even mentioned this with Tua. You know, he's like, you know, it's a concern, but guys bounce back. Like, Chris Greer always is going to go talent. Like, he's not a guy who's a big availability is your best ability. Though he believes in the other abilities, and hopefully he'll be available. Yeah. And, you know, people can disagree with that or, you know, understand it, but that is what it is with this GM. He will roll the dice on somebody's durability in favor of, holy crap, he looks really talented.